Mira and Harper Audio present Tourist Season by Brenda Novak. Performed by Amy McFadden. To Roberta Peden, a reader who's followed me from the beginning of my career and has become a friend over the years. Thank you for your sweet, patient, kind, and steady support, and the generous donations you've made to the Box Grant Program in Brenda Novak's book group on Facebook. You're an inspiration. 1. Ismay Chalmers had never faced such terrible weather. A farmer's daughter, born and raised in a small town in northern Utah, she'd seen the occasional blizzard during winter, a 20-year drought, and scars left by wildfires once. But she'd never experienced anything even close to a hurricane. "I can't believe this is happening," she told Remy Windsor, her fiancé, over the phone. "You have nothing to worry about," he said, but his words sounded hollow. She was alone on an island off Cape Cod that was only 10 miles long and 5 miles wide, facing shrieking gale-force winds that seemed determined to claw the house apart, and dark roiling clouds that blocked out the sun so completely it could have been nighttime instead of mid-afternoon. "Easy for you to say. You're sitting in sunny L.A.," she grumbled. Just imagining the balmy spring weather he was experiencing made her wish she'd stayed in California. She would have waited for him, but after passing the bar, there'd been nothing for her to do while he continued to study almost 24/7 for the third and final part of the United States Medical Licensing Exam, which would enable him to become a medical doctor. Instead, she'd flown to Mariner's Island ahead of him to get settled while he finished up. He was supposed to join her in 3 weeks. Then they'd spend the rest of May and all of June in paradise, unwinding from the pressure they'd been under, both before they knew each other and after, obtaining their bachelor's degrees at UCLA, passing the exams necessary to get into higher education at the same school, and earning their advanced degrees. "The storm won't be as bad as it seems," he insisted. "Like Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, Mariners is an outlier that gets far more nor'easters than hurricanes. Those can be bad enough, of course, but they only come in the winter. And hurricane season doesn't start until August." When the wind had first come up, she'd checked the internet. She knew what he said was accurate, but there were always exceptions. "Hurricanes almost always slam into the coast farther south," he continued as she moved to the living room window to be able to watch what was happening outside. "They lessen in severity before moving north, or they curve into the Atlantic." Feeling the house shudder around her did nothing to build her confidence. Windsor Cottage, a play on Windsor Castle using his family's last name, was located at the end of a lane called Land's End, because it was on the easternmost tip of the island. When a jagged bolt of lightning electrified the sky, she could see the angry froth of the sea churning not far away, watched a giant wave rise up and come crashing down on the beach. "It's hard to feel safe when I'm afraid the house will blow down and be swept into the ocean," she said. "The house won't blow down and be swept into the ocean," he said with a chuckle. "It's been in the family for almost a century. Everything will be fine." Maybe he was right and she was overreacting. That wouldn't be too surprising, considering she was staying in an unfamiliar house in a part of the world she'd never visited before. "I just wish I'd waited for you. I don't know what I was thinking flying off ahead of you."
"You were thinking of spending your days on the beach, reading escape novels, and getting a tan. You've worked so hard. You deserve to celebrate with a sun-drenched vacation on Mariners. That's why my parents insisted we use the cottage."
The word cottage was an understatement.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?